This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Today we begin a brand new series. We've just ended our series that we were looking at before, and that was being like Christ. And this brand new series is titled Knowing Jesus, and we're at part one today. Knowing Jesus. Wouldn't you like to be able to say you know Jesus so well? Well, this series aims to help you to get to know Jesus even better by looking at scriptures all the way across the Bible. And today we're at John and the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1, but we're going to focus in on verse 7. Just imagine the scene. Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples that he has to be crucified, that he has to go and be with his Father, that his life is coming to an end. In verse 36 of chapter 13, Peter says, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus replies, "You can't go with me now, but you will follow me later." "But why can't I come now, Lord?" he asked. "I am ready to die for you." Such was Peter's love, you see. He was ready to die for his Lord. Look at Jesus' response. "Die for me? I tell you the truth, Peter. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times that you even know me." Wow. That is powerful. Can you imagine how Peter was feeling? I bet you he was thinking to himself, "That's nonsense, Lord. That is not true. I could never deny you." But look what happens. Fear sets in. And look what happens. The very next day, Peter denied the Lord three times. And then suddenly he heard the cock crow. And he thought, "Oh my word." Jesus continues. Chapter 14, verse 1. "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, I would have told you where I'm going, that I'm going, and I'm going to prepare a place for you." I love that version that says, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready," says Jesus, "I will come and get you so that you always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going." "No, we don't know, Lord," Thomas said. "We've no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." "If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." These disciples were so confused, so utterly bewildered in what this stuff Jesus was saying. And they couldn't understand. They couldn't figure it out at all. They didn't know what was going on. They just knew they had to follow this man, because this man, there was something incredibly charismatic about him. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but right at the beginning of Jesus's ministry, he's walking by the side of the Sea of Galilee, and he sees Simon Peter and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and they're sitting there mending their nets. in a normal sort of everyday occurrence. That's what they do because they're fishermen. And it's probably early in the morning and they've just come in. And they sit there mending their nets because if their nets are broken, they can't catch fish. So that's what they're engaged in. And Jesus comes. And every time I think about this, beloved, it just blows me away. And he just says to them, follow me. They've never seen him before. They don't know who he is. But they put down their nets and they get up from where they are in the boat and they begin to follow Jesus. Where? I don't know. Do you want to go? James, John, you're going to follow this guy? There's no discussion. But there must be wonderment. And suddenly, they follow him. And the reason they follow him so closely is because although they don't know who he is, they want to know him. They have a great desire to know who he is. They have this feeling deep inside, and they know they've been called to follow him. They don't even understand what a calling is, but they know that they have been called to follow him. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, say no one, no one can come to the Father except through me. That is the truth. No one can get to Almighty God without going through Jesus. And that, beloved, is why Jesus had to die on the cross at Calvary. He had no choice. The Father had given him a commission to do what he was to do, but he knew he had no choice because it was the only way that he could reconcile God to man. He says, I am the way. Follow me. I'm the way. I'm the right way to go. I'm the truth. There's no lie in me. There's no dishonesty in me. I am perfection personified. And I am the life, says Jesus. Without me, you're dead. And it was said with such love, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And Jesus continues, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Such power in those words. Philip even goes on and says, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus replies, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. And Jesus was trying to explain to them, look, you've seen me, you know my Father. And because of Jesus' birth, there was already a reconciliation between man and God. Because of Jesus, who was the Son of God. The three in one, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, after Jesus' death, the Holy Spirit is going to be very active. But at this moment in time, these disciples didn't really know Jesus because they didn't have the Holy Spirit within them. Beloved, I don't believe you can really know Jesus unless you have His Holy Spirit dwelling inside you. I don't believe it's possible for anyone to really know Jesus. They can study Him all they like. They can look at Him all they like. I have known of many theologians. One that I'm thinking of particularly, and I'm not going to mention his name, but this man was a theologian. He knew the Bible backwards, frontwards, sideways, and upside down. Yet the Holy Spirit didn't dwell in him because he didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. And beloved, I'm not talking about my Father. It's amazing to think that these theologians have studied Scripture so vehemently and so passionately, yet they still didn't understand. As these disciples, as Simon Peter, as the sons of Zebedee, James and John, people like that, Philip, they didn't understand. Thomas was doubting. They didn't understand who Jesus was. They didn't know Him because the Holy Spirit didn't dwell inside them. But then Jesus is crucified, and on the third day He rises again. And the disciples are all meeting in an upper room. You can read about that in Acts, the second chapter. They're meeting in an upper room, and suddenly the wind comes, and the fire from heaven comes and descends on them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. The 120 that were gathered there, they're all filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you begin to read, Peter is a changed man. You see him before the Sanhedrin, the Council of Jerusalem in Acts 3, and you see the wisdom that comes from him, because suddenly, when the Holy Spirit descended on them, they knew who Jesus was. They knew and understood all the things that Jesus had said to them. It all made sense, and that was God's perfect plan. I believe for you to begin to know Jesus so well, you need to invite the Holy Spirit to fill you full. You need to invite the Holy Spirit now to descend on you like a wind, like fire, to fill you so full that you can't take any more. And allow God's love to pour into your life as you receive Him anew with the knowledge that you know Him and you are going to know Him even more. Would you like that now? Would you like to feel the presence of Almighty God as He fills you completely full of His Spirit? Maybe you've rejected the Holy Spirit before because you didn't believe in it. Maybe you go to a church that doesn't believe in it. But I am telling you, the Holy Spirit coming into your life will change you totally. Would you like to feel that now? Would you like to receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit? Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I want to know Your Son, Jesus, so totally and intimately. And I ask You now, in the name of Your Son, to pour Your Holy Spirit into me and to fill me full, so full I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.